Welcome to Community Connections. I'm Alan Collier, and it's my pleasure to be with you for the next 3 hours. Between 2 and 3, we've got some crafters coming in to tell us all about what they do and what they're all about. And, of course, between 1 and 2 is our legal hour, being the third Wednesday. The second Wednesday of the month. Hey, I frightened everybody, didn't I, including myself. But I won't be able to take any questions today because Greg's unfortunately not here in the station, so I can't answer the phone. But anyway, we're here to... we'll be here anyway, but we'll have the legal hour. Now, between now and 1 o'clock, I'm going to talk to Dale. Now, Dale is involved with an organisation called PAVE. Now, we all know PAVE used to be up around the Emerald Way and was performing arts and visual in Emerald, and I believe at times, I remember they had pianos around Emerald and all sorts of things. So, well, first of all, welcome, Dave.
Thanks, Alan. Thanks for having me.
Not a problem. So,
and you're right, yes, we did have pianos, and there's still a couple in the town.
Are there? I used to love that because I used to go up to Emerald for work, and you'd be walking down the street, and every now and again, like some people would just get there and have a bash and not do much, but some people really could bang out a great note. It was fabulous.
Yeah, it was. There's one chap there who actually came along and relearned the piano.
Did he?
He'd learnt. Previously as a kid and stuff, but because the piano was there, he didn't have one, he came and he would sit there regularly and start to hone his skills again.
So how long was PAVE going?
It started in about 2005, basically continuously from then right up until COVID.
COVID was a big
kick in the guts. So, and then we lost it in 2021 and 23. So 23 we revitalised after the break, and we had a mini one. So the whole town previously, and now so we tried the mini one, which was just concentrated around the Gem Theatre area and opposite Puff and Billy Park, if people know Emerald. Yep. So it was a good space. So it was still a nice space to utilise. We didn't have to close the streets and all that sort of stuff, and that was very successful. You alluded to the change in the name. So it was Performing and Visual Arts in Emerald. That was what PAVE stood for. Yep. We've actually just changed it slightly because in 2022 is when we sort of came back. We broadened the festival for the Emerald and District. So the D now just stands for and District,
just
basically.
Yeah. All right, so... I mean, the only bit I knew about PAVE was the pianos, but obviously there was a lot more to it than that.
Yeah, so its origins were a number of community groups coming together. So it was initially the Community House in Emerald, radio station 3MDR, Mountain District Radio, who were operating out of Emerald at that point in time, the Emerald Arts Society, Gemco Theatre. So they were the four principal groups. And the idea was that if we came together, created a festival, something for the community to meet around and join, connect with, then that sort of was a step towards greater resilience in the areas. We're a bushfire region, as you well know here, and now these days massive storms as well. So it was a way of bringing the community together, getting those organisations working with one another, understanding who they are.
And there's a lot of talent in some of those organisations.
There certainly is, organisational talent plus artistic creative talent as well. So that was the purpose, and that was how it began. And it was, like all things, it was a bit of a slow burn, and it takes a while for something to take root. They used to have a thing called the Winterfest in Emerald, which...
Gee, that'd be cold.
Yeah, so it was every July, and remarkably, the weekend they had it, it never rained. And for all my time I was in Emerald during the Winterfest, it never rained. And they did that. They got to some local knowledge, and they knew that that was sort of the weekend, the time that
Yep.
Generally, it actually didn't. Fresh, yep. But but not. So what happened with the Winterfest was then, like a lot of festivals, it struggled with volunteers, and then the cost started to mitigate against that as well. Insurance was a killer. And the other one is road closures. Like there's a requirement now to close roads, etc., or to notify and to use an agency or a network.
Your volunteers could always put up things and stop, couldn't
pretty
they?
Much. But now you have to. Now you have to get a electronic sign in. And so we're looking at a cost of $5,000 to $6,000.
Which is a lot of money for a little group.
And if you get, the funding is modest for the festival from the council. So if you get $9,000 to $10,000 off the council, and you've got to sink $5,000 or $6,000 into road management, it makes it unfeasible. So that is one of the reasons why we've stuck with the smaller precinct. Now,
so the Winterfest isn't on anymore, is it?
No. So, sorry, that was the point I was going to say. So when that closed down, we offered to take it over, but we moved it to April to back end the festival. So we had, and that became Funfest Day.
Right. So let's just take a quick break. A couple of sponsors have just popped up I've got to take, and then we'll come back and we'll tease it out. Now, at about 5 to 1, if you have your paper and pen ready or pencil or whatever you want to do, Dale will give you the some websites to look up, no doubt, and maybe phone numbers, whatever, and some dates. Talking to Dale from Pave now. We're just talking a bit about, first of all, about Pave. Dale, how long have you been involved?
Since its inception, yes.
With Paved or Pave?
With Pave, yeah. Yep. And so now as it's transitioned into Paved, so still with it. I was initially I was a representative for 3MDR because at that point in time I think I was president of the station or I was certainly on the committee. and so 3MDR, so I was kind of the representative for 3MDR. And now as groups have sort of dropped out of it, so 3MDR still support us through advertising and things like that, but aren't actually, don't have a sort of person on the ground supporting it. The community house too has dropped off. So it's really a collection of people that have been involved in it and who are just good citizens,
and
basically.
And want to keep it going.
And want to keep it going.
All right, so you talk a bit about PAVE before, and it's now paved, so it's now taking the district. But what, apart from the fact that it's now smaller than when you blocked off the roads now, is there any difference? Have you brought in some new ideas or what else?
Yeah, so we've scaled it down, but it's still essentially the same in its format with market stalls, etc. There's about 40-odd stalls, I think.
What sort of stalls?
So we've got a food court. So we run a food court, which is...
coffee vans?
There'll be a coffee van there, I'm sure. Yep. I know there's Fairy Floss, and there's an ice creamery just up the road, so hopefully they'll be open. We've got various food. I think there's Greek, Italian, Spanish, there's German sausages is another one. So I'm not organising those, so I'm not quite sure exactly who they are. The other ones are community stalls. So we've got a number of community stalls. So in keeping with the community spirit, we offer community stalls for free. So any organisations that are community oriented.
Just to promote themselves.
To promote themselves. Provide an interactive activity if you like. If they want to do that, that all helps the festival along. So we've got all that. We've got a music stage, so we'll have we've got choirs on the music stage, we'll have dancers on the community stage, we'll have three bands on the community stage, including finishing the day with a youth band. Little grunge outfit, so giving those kids an opportunity to get up and play publicly. One of the features of the festival is sort of our marquee event, which we're doing. We used to do a burlesque night, which was very successful. Yep. And the other very successful event, which we considered marquee events, was our Women in Song event, which was again done often in conjunction with 3MDR, and where we had four women would come up. Now we're not doing that this year. We've got what we call a classic album series. So we've got four nights of music at the Gem Theatre, which is a wonderful venue. It's a fantastic seats 89, but if it's overflowing we can get 100, just over 100 people into it. So we've got three nights.
This was Gemco Players.
That's a Gemco Players, So, and that's the precinct that the festival will be happening at on Funfest Day and then other venues beyond that. So the classic albums is the opening night is on the Wednesday, which is the 9th of April, and we've got local artist Benoit, and he'll be performing Bob Dylan's Freewheeling Bob Dylan. Now, people who are familiar with the movie A Complete Unknown will be familiar with some of the music that Benoit will be playing, so we're looking forward to that. That should be great. Thursday night, we've got the 10th of April, we've got Ash Naylor. Ash is a fantastic guitar player. People would know him from the band Even, but most people would probably know him from the Rockwiz Orchestra. He's the guitar player with the Rockwiz Orchestra. Yep. He also plays in Paul Kelly's band and the Church. And his own bands and outfits. So he's got a little outfit called Spaceship, normally a four-piece, but he's coming up as a power trio, and they're going to do Jimi Hendrix's Are You Experienced album from 1967. That one's going to be a cracker.
And which day was that?
That's the Thursday, 10th of April, at Gem Theatre, starting at 8 p.m. All those gigs will start at 8 p.m. Friday night we have Alana and Old Hat. Now, Alana's a jazz ensemble. If you're a jazz person, you would know them from the Paris Cat in the city. They play in some of the premier jazz venues in the city. We had them at the festival the year before last, or was it last year? It was last year, in fact. They played up at the Emmersley Estate Winery.
Oh, yeah.
Where we used to run a jazz night there regularly. We're hoping to have a different gig there this year, but we're still working on that. It's in the pipeline at the moment. But Alana's coming up on the Friday night, and she will reimagine Joni Mitchell's Blue album.
Oh, yeah.
So, again, so that kind of, we're happy about that because it sort of brings us back to the women in song element that we used to have running. And then Saturday night, we're going with a ska night. So from 6 p.m., we're actually going to have two DJs spinning ska records, Jamaican stuff. That is DJ Larrabee and Kilmarnock Steve. And Steve is from the Melbourne Ska Orchestra and the Ska Vendors, so he's very well known ska identity. So he'll be up playing music from the 6th. And then we have Looney Tunes, who are a relatively a local band. I think they hail from Boronia originally, but they'll be performing the Specials album.
You've got a few different groups coming, haven't you?
Yeah. The music program's always been strong at the festival.
And it's not just one particular genre either, is it?
Yeah, trying to mix it up. So that's good.
And those are all at night, are they?
They're all 8 p.m. And what we're also running at the festival, we have a pop-up bar. Now, previously we used to use an old bakery at the back of the Commonwealth Bank in Emerald.
Yeah.
And we converted that into a bar, and it was called The Hive. Now, unfortunately, we don't have access to that this year. What we're doing is currently refurbishing an old railway carriage, which is next to the Gemco Players, which you would be familiar with, the old Red Rattler, and we're turning that into a pop-up bar. So that will be open every night through the festival week from about 5 o'clock.
Because that Red Rattler has been a waste, hasn't it? It's just been sitting there for years.
Yeah, look, they did a few things in it, I think. Gemco did a few things in it originally. I think they had it as kind of a performance space or for artists who were doing ideas or whatever. Yep. They may have had a writer's group in there, but it kind of gradually just became a storage room, I think, for them. It sits out in the open, so it needs a little bit of TLC, and that's happening.
I think that was one of the problems, too, that it was going to cost them much for that group to do.
Yeah, that's right. To get it done properly would be thousands and thousands. But look, a big shout out to Matt Greenaway, and Matt's father David was one of the instrumental people in getting that theatre up and running many years ago. David's passed on, unfortunately, but Matt keeps flying the family flag, and he's a wonderful volunteer and committed person to the whole concept of the theatre there and to Paved. So and Matt's been putting in heaps of hours trying to get that carriage into a decent state so that we can run the pop-up bar. So that's just a great vibe, and we will have a jukebox in that bar. So people can come and play the jukebox at the bar, and then from Wednesday through to the Friday night we will have some music in the carriage bar as well. So
terrific.
I
got to take a quick break and we'll be back with more.
See you.
Dale, you've talked about what's on each night from, I think, the Wednesday night through in the theatre there. What about the other things that you're going to have? Like, you're going to have a food court. What day's that on?
So that's...
What days your stage is on outside too?
Yeah, sure. So the food court and the stalls will be our Fun Fest day. That's on the 6th of April.
Which is what day?
That's Sunday. Right. Sunday the 6th of April, that will begin at 10 a.m. and run through till 3 p.m. Then after that, the pop-up bar will be open that evening, and then we'll and that'll be open for the rest of the week. So that's what's happening on Fun Fest Day. We've got street performers there as well, so people might come and see some superheroes will be walking around. So you'll get people like Deadpool might be there, Spider-Man might be there. I think we'll have some stilt walkers. We've got a thing called Dreaming Space. So lots of activities for the kids there. There'll be pony rides, I'm sure, and some other rides of which I'm not quite sure what they will be. Flamenco dancers. And I think I mentioned the choirs on the main stage before as well. So all that will happen around in that GEMCO precinct. There's also an exhibition. There's an art exhibition. Now, I don't have the details of who the artist is, but it's a chap exhibiting his sister's work who has I think, passed on. So that'll be set up at GEMCO Hall, I believe. If people know Emerald, they'll know that the old community hall, the old Mason Masonic Hall, was pulled down and they built a new modern facility there. That will be open. I think there's going to be a photographic exhibition on
which part of Emerald's that?
So that's up at the other end of town, next to the old footy oval. So and opposite the supermarket.
Yeah, down there, just past the
library. Yeah, what do we call that? North Emerald.
I don't know.
Anyway, it's the old little strip shops up there. So, there'll be a photographic exhibition on there. We're also, there's a few things that we're still trying to organise that we just haven't quite signed off on, but there'll be a paper sculptor also... Ray Bassadine. So if you look Ray's name up, he's got some remarkable stuff you can
just
find
out
online.
It's not that the 3D stuff, like this is just out of paper, is it?
Mm. Yeah, so it's he's quite well known for his work, and he's a local. I think he lives, I think maybe Cockatoo Way. I'm not sure, but anyway, he got in touch with us, and so we're just trying to find an appropriate venue that we can exhibit that stuff. Yep. So we're hoping to do that. We've got a few of the other. Venues are coming on board. So Railway Dog, which is a little bar just up from the main strip in Emerald, sort of midway between North Emerald and South Emerald.
In some of those new shops?
Yeah, he's in those new shops along the way there. So they'll have, I think they've got there on Thursday, this might be on the 10th of April, they have a open mic night, so that'll be part of the festival. The other thing that's on... on Saturday the 10th. Saturday the 12th in the morning through till about 2 p.m., 1 p.m., 2 p.m., is the Lost Woods Market. So the Lost Woods Market, now that's got over 100 stalls, and that will be running on the last day of paved. So that'll be on. People can come up to that. Then they can spend a day in Emerald, go across again to the bar, take in the Scar Night if they want to buy a ticket to the star, the Scar Night and get involved in that. The other venue that's kindly come on board is the Paradise Hotel down in Clematis.
Oh, that's back this way.
So as you drive up Wellington Road, if you're coming from the city, you hit Emerald, it's a T section, you run, if you kept going, you would run straight into the pub there. Yeah. They are kindly running a raffle for us, and a band, the Railway Cats, will be playing up there on Friday the 4th. So that's like a pre-paved fundraiser. Right. So just the two nights before the festival kicks off proper. So that'll be a great night, massive meat raffle, great band, Railway Cats, local band. So people can catch them at the Paradise and get a lovely meal up there as well. And then the following Friday, so Friday the 11th of April, Railway Cats will be returning to the Paradise and playing at the Paradise as part of the festival as well.
So are we saying on the 12th at the Paradise, that's the big wind-up?
The 12th is the final day of the final day of the festival. It is the wind-up is the Saturday night with the Scar Night and Looney Tunes playing the Specials album. That'll be the final.
And that'll be down in the...
that's at the Gem Theatre. But there's stuff happening in Emerald all day on that final Saturday. So the Lost Woods Market, then through into the afternoon, you can do the exhibitions, etc. Yep. And then from 6 p.m. you're going to have the Scar Night down.
Dale, I've got to ask you, because obviously nothing comes for free, what sort of cost is there to go into the entertainment at night, and also where you've got, say, this art exhibition, if that happens, and your photo exhibition, is there a cost for all those as well?
It's a good question. I believe it might be gold coin donation at the exhibitions, so otherwise free, but it's up to you if you want to make a gold coin donation. The Classic Albums Nights, there is a cost to those, so it's $30 a ticket. Yep. You're getting, you know, class performances at a great venue. There'll be great shows, so $30 for each of those. But if a person wants to see all four shows, we have a $100 ticket for that, so the tickets will be $25 each, so you can buy a series ticket if you like for $100 and go to all four shows.
All right. I've just got to take a quick break, Dave, and we'll be back with more, and then we'll talk a bit more, and then we'll take another break, and then when we come back from that break, Dave will give you all the contacts and how you can find out more about this. talking to Dale, and he's with the organisation called PAVE, which is a reboot of the old Performing Arts and Visual in Emerald. It's now, they've put and district on it to make it paved. Now, Dave, there's a couple more things that we probably need to cover before we take another quick break, and then you'll give us the contact details. You're still looking for sponsors.
Still looking for sponsors. You know, it's things are tight in that regard, not just for our festival, but all festivals. So if you're a local business or close to in the Emerald District area and you'd like to sponsor us, we've got sponsorships from as low as $50, and that simply you'll get your name put and your logo put onto our website, onto the paid website, but it's just a feel-good gesture, $50. Yep. You know, you get 20 people at $50 or $1,000, well, then that pays a performer, basically. Yep. You know, that's sort of what we're looking at. We're just working on $200 for a if you sponsor one of the nights at the pop-up bar. So yep. If you want to sponsor the night, then you'll get your signage, etc., put it at that, and you'll get some free drinks as well as part of that sponsorship. Yep. Probably about half a dozen free drinks, $200 for that night. So that's the Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Yep. And the other one we've got is a $500 sponsorship, and that is to one of the marquee events. So if you'd like to sponsor the Bob Dylan night, or if yep. you'd like to sponsor the Ash Naylor night, or the Alana and Old Hat night, or the Looney Tunes doing the specials night, $500, you'll get your signage up on in the theatre yep. itself. You'll get 6 free tickets to the show. That's $180 worth of tickets anyway. Look, that's a great thing if you want to say thank you to your staff, or if you want to say thank you to customers etc. Yep. That's something you can do. So yeah, so we're looking at that. I was just going to say, I did forget to say this on the Bob Dylan night. We're hoping, I haven't quite signed off on the dotted line on this, but we're hoping to have a social historian by the name of Ross Janowski come up. Ross has spoken at the festival before, and he would speak at 6 o'clock for an hour on Bob Dylan and Johnny Cash, which is all part of that period.
That'd be fascinating.
Yeah.
Fascinating historian.
Yeah. So Ross is great, but as I said, we haven't quite signed off on that one yet. Right. So, but I'm expecting that to happen. Watch this space, and that's right. Do we want to pop in the contact details, or come back and do that?
No, I've got to take a quick break. I'll take that now, and we'll be back with more.
Yarra Valley FM acknowledges the traditional owners, the Wurundjeri people, as the custodians of this land we broadcast from. We pay respects to elders past, present, and emerging.
Betty Davis eyes. She'll
Now, gee, that was funny. When they recorded that, I could actually hear the needle going around on that.
Oh, there's the warmth of the vinyl.
Oh, yeah, it wasn't really good. Anyway, I'm talking to Dale. We've been talking about Paved, which is coming up in April. All right, so you've got us excited. We want to know more about it. How are we going to do it, Dale?
Okay, so just get yourselves down to Paved Festival on the Sunday for the first thing, the 6th of April. So that's first. Get your body down to the festival. So get involved from the outset. Then
that's between
10 a.m. and 3 p.m. As I said, we're hoping for a fine day. Even if it's a little bit drizzly, won't matter. Get down there. Tubby the robot will be walking around for the kids.
Tubby the robot.
Yeah, Tubby's an institution with the festival. He's absolutely wonderful, and the kids love him. And everybody loves him. He walks around, and he has a little baby robot as well there. So the kids will have that. I think we're going to have some baby dinosaurs too. Hopefully.
Yeah.
For the kids. But if you want to find more about the festival, you can go to the website. The website is paved.org.au. So that's all the W's, 3 W's, .paved.org.au.
All lowercase,
yeah. Yep. If you forget that, if you just put Paved Festival into your search engine, it should take you to the website. Get to the website, you'll have links to Humanitix, which is where you can buy your tickets to the classic album series.
I was going to say, but some of these on the different nights from the Wednesday night onwards, you'll need to start to buy tickets on those, won't
you? Yeah, tickets are starting to accelerate now. So we've it's always best to get in early because we do have a limit on pretty much 100 people to get into the thing. And for somebody like Ash Naylor, who's, you know, certainly is a big name,
yep.
You don't want to miss out on that. You don't want to miss out on any of the events, to be honest. So I would recommend people doing that. There is an email people can contact us. Now, this gets a little bit tricky on this one because it's the old email. So it's info@pave, without the D. So info@pave.org.au. You can send to that one. If you go to the paved.org.au website, there should be a link. That information should be there as well. That is being updated regularly at the moment because, as I said, there's a few things that we're still working on. So please go in there. The Emerald Library's got a fantastic. That's another organisation involved. Emerald Library with the council. They've got a whole suite of activities going on.
Is that still
down
on that corner?
It's still at the new hall.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, just behind the new hall. The new hall sort of backs onto the library. So we're really pleased with what their local bookshop is also going to be involved. I think there's a book launch happening at the local bookshop there. His name I've forgotten. I'm so sorry. So sorry about that. But that information, all that information is going to be loaded onto that website. So please check it a few times over the next week.
I was just going to say that. Even if they go on today and it hasn't got all the information, they're still better to keep looking at.
Yeah, keep having a look because it is getting updated and we've got some great little... I'll give a phone number as well, Alan.
Yep.
So this is a phone number people can ring. This is actually my personal number. Yep. So people can ring me, Dale, on 0437 573033.
So that's 0437... 573033?
Correct.
And that's they'll get straight to the big man himself?
They'll get to the big man himself if he hears the phone ringing these days. I just discovered I've had it on silent for about the last 4 weeks.
You wonder why no one's been ringing.
I wonder why I was not getting those calls, yeah. people have been ringing, but now that's fixed. I've got it actually on sound now, so no problems there.
Because someone I knew had... put it onto airplane mode too.
Oh, right,
You don't get it at all. And the same thing, they said, I can't understand why I'm not getting any phone calls. Yeah. And they checked it out and said, whoops, it's been on there for about three weeks.
Yeah. So, look, So, look, folks, just get on down to the festival. The 6th is a great day to start it, and it's a family fun day, fun fest day, and there's lots happening in the town. And then there's just stuff on all through the week and some just fantastic shows and a great little pop-up bar for
And we should mention, because I guess parking will be at a bit of a premium on a day like that. So you could start off, say, down the line a bit and jump on the old Puffing Billy and
you could come up from Belgrave, yeah. Yep. So I really ought to bring in a local ticket and get it back to them, because it used to be the case.
Did it?
Yeah, back in the day before it was a tourist railway, yep. But back in the day people used to catch it was a mail train and used to transport the plants back down to the main railway line.
Did it?
Yeah.
Yeah, so I mean, that's the other thing too. I mean, everybody loves to go on Puffing Billy, and if it lands in the Emerald Station, I mean, you're basically at the car, the star of it is. You just
it's a great point, Alan. So the festival's at the Gemco Theatre. Directly across the Gemco Theatre is the Puffing Billy Park, where the kids can go and play in the park. And then the railway just runs straight past the festival.
Yep.
And you can go down and check out Puffing Billy. Just have a look at the steam engine and carriages, etc., whilst it's in the station, and you can wave to it as it goes away. And
there's always people there to play. But I was thinking more, though, for actual transport.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it would be wonderful if we could actually use it. But
but there's nothing to stop the people jumping on the
belt. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Getting off up where you are.
Yeah. Well, I don't know that they've got a local ticket. That's the trouble. So you've got to kind of pay the big price for it, which means park at Belgrave and come up. But look, there is actually plenty of parking at the festival because we're not closing the streets off.
Yep.
So there is parking all the way right out the front of the festival and throughout the town, the supermarkets, and also over on the RSL side of things as well.
Oh, yeah.
So people can park
over. So the website again, please, Dale.
It is www.paved.org.au.
And your phone number again?
My phone number is 0437 573
033. Dale, it's nearly time for us to go. I hope it's a real success for you. I think one of these things that I like, all these little things that are done in any town, it's the community doing it for the community. It's not Big Brother or somebody like that. It's just a whole lot of community groups doing it for the people in their own town, isn't it?
Yeah, look, it's a really wholesome thing, and it's all about connectivity and just having some fun. So
you can't do better than that. No. And at a time when they tell us that people are a bit down in the mouth, it's a great time to get out and have a lot of fun.
It is. So thanks, Alan. I really appreciate the opportunity to talk.
No worries. Thanks, Dale. Bye.